The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. That's a suburb just outside of Kansas City. And you're listening to episode number 128, being recorded on the evening of December 12th, 2007. Well, today I have a special presentation of Speaking of History. I did put in the little notes for the blog that if you listen to one Speaking of History episode this year, that I would hope that it'd be this one. And I'm going to talk about something that's kind of close to home. And I'm going to make a suggestion for you for the holiday season. Now, if you've listened to some of my presentations recently, over the last 2 or 3 months, I've given this challenge or this suggestion out to the audience at various places. So if you've been in one of those presentations, this might be a little bit of a repeat. But I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about collecting oral histories. And this is something that I'm going to do with my family in the next couple weeks as we gather for the holiday season. And I'm going to make a suggestion that you do it for your family as well, and talk just a little bit about why I think this would be a great thing to do over the holiday season this year. Well, my dad is a history teacher, and I also had an uncle who was a history teacher. My dad taught in Blair, Nebraska in the early 70s history. And then I had an Uncle Dave who taught in Bellevue, Nebraska, an incredible history teacher in Bellevue. And I can remember back when I was about 5 or 6 years old, one Christmas in Howells, Nebraska, a small town where I grew up. We were all gathered at Grandma and Grandpa's house in Howells. And my dad also did things with the library media in Blair at the time. And he brought home a tape recorder. And I can remember he sat down and had my grandfather, Henry C. Langhorst, talk about his life. And they recorded the whole thing on two big, you know, reel-to-reel type tape recorders. And they talked for hours. And my grandfather had a very, very interesting life. He was born in Germany. He was a German Marine in the trenches of World War I. Came to the United States after World War I. Was processed through Ellis Island. Began farming in Nebraska. Farmed through the Depression. Eventually became a successful farmer in Nebraska, and had a very loving and beautiful family. And so my grandfather obviously had some amazing things to talk about. He talked about how when he was in the First World War, what he specifically did in the trenches. He talked about growing up in Germany. He talked about what it was like to cross the Atlantic and come to the United States without having any knowledge of the language or really what to expect. Talks about the Great Depression, talks about meeting my grandmother, how they got married, where they lived at various points. So this is an amazing oral history. And it was collected on these big reel-to-reel tape recorders and then eventually transferred to cassette tape. Dave actually made copies for the entire family. And then it was transferred from cassette tape. Now it's being transferred digitally so that we have it as a digital archive. And this was a very simple technological thing. You could do it today with any one of numerous types of technology. You could sit down with your family member and you could record it on a tape recorder. You could record it using an MP3 player. You could also hook up just a normal USB microphone to a laptop and record it using Audacity. So today there's numerous ways of recording these stories, but I really think that it's important to make an effort to do this at some point with your family. And I already told my dad that when they come down for Christmas this year, that at some point we're going to sit down at the table, and I'm going to try and actually get out a video camera as well. So I'm going to try and have a video camera and then also have an MP3 player out to record all the audio. But basically just have him talk about his life. And I've heard many of these stories over and over again. I've heard the story about how he and Mom met and things that he did in college and various jobs and how he began teaching. And I've heard my mom tell stories about her, you know, growing up in Howells and moving to Omaha, what she did in college. She was a flight attendant for United for a time period. So I've heard the stories from my parents, but you have to get into the mindset that you're not taping this for yourself. You're taping this for future generations. And as long as you can preserve this and keep it for future generations, it's going to be an amazing treasure for them. I grew up with my grandfather. Unfortunately, he passed away in 94, just as I was finishing college and beginning to teach. So I remember Grandpa, and I talked, can remember talking to Grandpa and hearing stories and things, but my daughter doesn't. My two daughters, now that I have two daughters, they never met Grandpa, obviously. And so this is a chance for them to hear the stories of their great-grandfather, to hear his voice. We just have the audio. We don't have the video in this particular case, but it's an amazing tape to listen to, because once you hear that voice, and my grandfather had a very heavy German accent, and I'll play a portion here later in the podcast, and it might be difficult to understand, but growing up listening to Grandpa, as soon as I heard that voice when I listened to it recently, everything just kind of clicked back, and it was like I was sitting in his living room again, listening to him talk. But as I was saying, the important thing is collecting that for future generations. My brother and his wife just had a baby about 2 weeks ago. And they actually named their baby boy Henry Langhorst. And so because we have these tapes, because we have them transferred onto digital audio, Henry Langhorst, that was born 2 weeks ago, is going to be able to learn about Henry Langhorst, his great-great-grandfather that he was named after, and listen to all those stories and learn about what Grandpa was like and all the stories that we heard growing up. So I'd encourage you at some point over the holiday season, grab a tape recorder, grab a video camcorder, and just talk to somebody in your family about their history. There's some amazing stories out there, and it'd be a shame to not collect these in some way, since technology is so easy to use today for future generations. I've got two pictures up on my blog, if you go to the blog entry, and I've got a picture of my grandfather and I when I was probably about 4 or 5 years old, drinking from the water hose outside of his garden. He'd always let me take a drink out of the hose, and I always thought that was really neat. And then I also have a picture of him in World War I, standing in front of the machine gun that he was in charge of in the trenches during World War I. And, I think a lot about my grandpa and how he made some incredible decisions in his life that have allowed me to be an American citizen, to be able to live in what I believe is probably the most prosperous country in the world, and obviously gives us probably more freedom than any other country in the world. So I owe so much to my grandfather, and having these tapes is an incredible treasure for our family. It's not ever going to be the focus of a PBS special, or it's never going to be on the History Channel, but for our family, these tapes are very sacred, and it's something that has preserved the memory of Grandpa for us over the years, and will continue to be that for future generations. So make time sometime over the holiday season, go out and grab a tape recorder, grab something, and I would love to hear any stories that anybody has that has done this over the holidays. I've made this suggestion to several different audiences at presentations, and several people have come up and said that they do plan on doing it over the Christmas or the holiday season. So I challenge you. I guess challenge is kind of the bad word, because challenge makes it sound like I'm trying to force you to do something. But I strongly make the suggestion to go out and collect those oral histories of your family members. I'm going to end here before we have the closing montage of just listening a little bit to my grandfather talk about what World War I was like for him in the trenches. And in this particular clip, it'll be about 2 or 3 minutes, he talks a little bit about mustard gas in the trenches and what it was like in World War I for him is just kind of a little sample of what we have from Henry C. Langhorst as an oral history. So I'll close with this, and I'll let you listen to that little segment. And please let me know if you do this over the holidays. You can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
Did you ever get any of that gas?
Yeah. The longest I wore a gas mask was about 4 hours. But then you could feel that part of the day you sit was hanging in the water.
You sweat?
Sweat to a pretty day, yeah. Yeah,
but you couldn't take it off in 4 hours. Well, I didn't know how long it was. I mean, you couldn't even get a whiff of that stuff or you'd be in trouble.
Well, it don't keep you right there. But see, we would call, you couldn't bear brush that even no more. See, that had to fit real tight. But just about every time, see, we was 4 days in the front line, 4 days in the second, and 4 days in the third. Every 12 days, you make your round. Every 12 days, before we went out to the front again, then, see, the second line, that was pretty close by there, behind the first front. But in the third line, we was further, it was a town living and where we like laid in there and so. That was, ordinary, they didn't shoot much there. See, then we had to go through the gas chamber. You put that thing on, and they had stuff in there. If it don't get you in there, very sharp that stuff. It eats your eyes out by that. But then, that is where they test you, that it was good, see. See, they had to fit tight, you know, to fit right around.
What did you do if it didn't fit tight? You just got out?
Right, then you had to come out, see. They tested them every 12 days when you went to the front line, then they tested them again.
Could you see that gas? Did it have a color?
Not really.
You can smell it.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.